Arrow Precision pushes the boundaries for modern sporting rifle builds and machines receivers from custom forgings for added strength and durability. Arrow Precision delivers top quality American-made products at an affordable price. ArrowPrecisionUSA.com.
All righty, welcome again to Gun Talk. I am Tom Gresham. Yes, Gun Talk. We're going to be talking about guns. My guns, your guns, everybody's guns. And the people who want to take your guns away, yeah, there are a lot of those. And sometimes they hide and say, well, we don't really want to take your guns away. Nobody really wants to take your guns away. Yes, they do. Of course they do. They come out and say it. I mean, Joe Biden says, yeah, we're going to ban all the, I want to ban all the 9mm pistols. Yeah, he really did say that. We have so much to talk about today. It is going to be incredible. If you want to join us, 866-TALK-GUN is the magic number. We have, of course, the big news of the week was the White House pulled the David Chipman nomination for ATF. Some are saying, well, yeah, the NRA, you know, they opposed it. Yeah, everybody opposed it. Every gun owner group, every gun rights group, even hunting groups, even conservation groups opposed this nomination. And finally, they figured out, yeah, this is not going to go. Why did we oppose him? Well, let's see. He's a lobbyist for the gun ban lobby. Yeah, he worked for Giffords. And that's leaving out, of course, the whole deal about him making these racist comments about, oh, we're getting an awful lot of black applicants who are being accepted into the ATF. They must be cheating. Yeah, no, really, he said that. Yeah. Now, don't expect him to be gone forever. They will resurrect him and put him into some place where he doesn't have to be confirmed by the Senate. But this is a major accomplishment, and kudos to everyone who participated in that. All right, so that's part of the story today. But our big story is 2 years in the works. And I have alluded to this. Actually, it's like we were ready, then we weren't ready, then we were ready, then we weren't ready. Well, it's out as of like 2 minutes ago, 90 seconds ago. It is out. The GT25, the new Gun Talk gun. We've done two in the past. And, I mean, we're not a gun maker or anything, but we do these projects, and they're kind of fun to put out. And bringing in right now a good friend of ours, Jason Klausner from Lipsies. Jason, I'm so excited about this. I can hardly even talk. This is such a great project.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, man? I tell you, it's been tough not to want to show this pistol around.
Well, first of all, let me explain. Lipsies is a distributor, and you have a number of Lipsies exclusives, and you're kind of the brains behind a lot of those, and you're really a gun guy. You know stuff. And so when I came to you and said, hey, I've been talking to Ruger about this project, you just started salivating.
Yeah, when you first laid out your idea about what you wanted to do, I was like, oh, absolutely, we're in. I mean, this combination of gun and caliber and everything else is something that I've wanted to do too. So it's a great project.
All right. So what we've got here is a Commander, and that's kind of one of the critical parts, a Commander size 1911, all steel. It's actually stainless steel, but black nitride. It's a working gun. It's a fighting gun. It's a serious gun, but it's actually a custom gun because we work with the folks over at Ruger, and they said, let's do this out of our custom shop. Now, I'm going to let you explain what that means because, you know, who they are and what they do and the little bitty group that makes guns in the custom shop there.
Sure. Well, you know, Ruger's had their custom shop now for a few years, and kind of like you said, it's a segmented little part of the factory, and those guys are the real, I mean, just high-end custom gunsmiths, basically, that work for Ruger. And what they do is they'll take different models and then add stuff that's not their normal factory parts to them. They'll take really high-end parts, and then they go in and hand-fit these guns, maybe do something a little different as far as some of the the sights and stuff like that are on the regular factory Ruger stuff. And kind of as long as it's something like what we did, you and I worked on the kind of the parts and pieces that we wanted. Mm-hmm. They went out and sourced them from the best brands that are available, and basically hand fit these guns. I mean, their production on these is only about 5 guns a day. So when you factor that in, these are not mass produced. These are custom guns.
5 guns a day, and they got people hand fitting. And I'm talking about literally hand fitting the slides to the frames. And you and I sat there and said, okay, if we were going to go to some high-end gun maker and you wanted to spec out exactly what parts you want, I want this hammer, I want, you know, this trigger. I want this front sight. I want this back sight because I don't want a set. I want to spec each one of them. And we went on and on and on. And we did, we had, like, had our wish list and went to them. They go, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. You know, you and I said, you know, I told Tom, I said, Tom, look, let's ask for everything we could possibly want because then we can work down from there.
Sure.
And then when we got done talking to the head project manager at Ruger, we got off with them. We're like, well, heck, that was easy. And they said yes to everything.
They
so
gave
it worked
us
out perfectly.
They gave us everything we want. Okay, so what this is, it's a we have buried the lead here, Jason. It's a fabulous 1911 Commander style, all steel. It's got slimline G10 grips, which makes it feel terrific. And oh yeah, by the way, it's in 10 millimeter.
That's it. It's the,
so,
it's
all right,
the hot cartridge of the day.
It is, and people say, well, that's just going to kick a lot. Actually, not so much, right?
Oh, no, no. This gun, I've shot this sample I have. I've got about 250 rounds through it, and it is one of the smoothest shooting 1911s I've ever shot. And they did a couple things to really help with that. You know, first thing they did was they undercut the frame where the trigger guard comes in, so you can really get a good high hold on the grip.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously has a you know, an extended beaver tail that really sits up, so your hand sits really high on the gun. And then they did 25 line prints checkering on the front strap and the mainspring housing. And then those G10s are have a nice checkering pattern. So while they're not super so aggressive that they really abrade your hand when you're shooting,
right,
everything just locks in. And I mean, this gun, it's just super flat shooting. I find that it has less muzzle rise and it's flatter than a 5-inch 10-millimeter. It's just, I don't know, it's the perfect combination for me.
That is interesting you said that, because everybody who has shot it, it's like they shoot it once and they stop, and they shoot it three or four more times and they turn around to you and go, well, that's really comfortable. Everybody thought it was going to kick like crazy. It's like, that's actually a really comfortable gun to shoot.
Absolutely, absolutely. It really puts the most power in a semi-automatic pistol that's easy to carry, easy to conceal, where, like you said, a crossover woods gun, bear protection, if you're in the city. Really, this gun, it really could be a high candidate for the one pistol to do it all.
Yeah, no kid. If people want to see a picture of it while we're talking right now, you can go to guntalk.com/GT25, or, it just went live like a minute ago. You can go to durysguns.com, D-U-R-Y-S, durysguns.com, because that is the exclusive place where you can purchase the GT25 10-millimeter. Oh, I guess we ought to tell them, this is going to be a limited run. We are going to stop production at 500, which if you average it out would be like 10 per state. Although
yeah,
although there are two states it's not available in. Not available in California or Massachusetts. Sorry about that, but there's nothing we can do about that.
That's right. You complain to your congressman.
That's right, or, you know, U-Haul, or whatever. Okay, so what's interesting about this gun, and it's like, what? At first I was, oh, go ahead, you were going to say something.
Oh, no, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, when you hand it to somebody, they try it, they go, wow, that's really some trigger. And at first I thought, well, yeah, I mean, this is just like you had a custom trigger job on it. And then I went, oh, wait, we did.
That's right. And we the key to these guns is that not only did they have the hand fitting and attention by Ruger, but they started with super high quality parts to begin with. So,
well,
you know, your fire control system is cylinder and slide machine parts. So your hammer, your sear, your disconnector, and your sear spring, all cylinder and slide parts. So when you start with high quality machine parts to begin with, it's easy mm-hmm. to get to that really nice, crisp trigger. That's just, I mean, the reset is so crisp on this gun. It's just amazing how fast you can shoot it with precision. The flat face trigger on it really is, I mean, I've really become a believer in those in the 1911s.
Mm-hmm.
Not as critical on your trigger finger placement on the trigger, and you can kind of get a little bit lower if you want.
Mm.
And in my opinion, it's just a great all-around system to accommodate a really crisp trigger that'll be reliable.
Now, before we went on the show, you were telling me that you've been out shooting it at 50. Did you say you were shooting it at 100 yards, too?
Oh, yeah. I took it out, and I put those little gong out there at 50. I got a 10-inch gong, and, I mean, it was just, you couldn't miss with it. I mean, it just wore it out. And then we had a steel silhouette target at 100. And, you know, with a 1911 with a 45, it was always a common wisdom. You kind of have to aim at the top of the head of the silhouette to drop it down into the chest area.
Right.
But with a 10 millimeter, and I wasn't even shooting super fast loads. I think I was shooting some 180s at about 1250 out of it. Mm-hmm. And you just held dead on center mass. There was no holdover, and it was just ringing that steel. It's
at 100 yards.
At 100 yards. Yep. Oh, it's yeah.
Oh, you know, I should explain the sights, because people are going to look at that and go, okay, why'd you spec it this way? Well, I spec'd it this way because this is what I like, and this is a gun that, this is Tom's gun, okay, basically. So we've got the Novak Tritium night sight on the front, but in the back, we went with Novak low mount. It's adjustable. Mm-hmm. It's adjustable with a screw for elevation and obviously drift for windage, but there's no night sights in the back. There's no white dots in the back. It's a black sight in the back. And people are going to say, why do you do that? Because a lot of times I'll take these guns that come with three dots, and I take a Sharpie, and I blacken out the dots on the rear sight anyway. I just think you'd get a much better sight picture that way.
I do, too. And a lot of people forget, when you do a lot of high-volume shooting, that front sight gets pretty dingy pretty quick. Mm. And when you have bright white sights in the rear, those sights are popping, and that front sight is actually diminished.
Oh,
and
good point.
It's not conducive to good shooting. Mm-hmm. All my serious pistols either have blacked out rear sights or just have the dots dotted out like you did with the marker.
Right.
This sight setup, I'm really glad you decided to go with that adjustable Novak, because it looks like a regular Novak sight. You wouldn't even know it's adjustable.
Right.
It's very low profile, and that screw recessed in there, so it's really secure. There's so much disparity in 10 millimeter loads out there that having that ability to adjust the elevation, I think, is a really wise move.
It's an interesting point. You talk about the disparity. You've got some 10 millimeter loads out there that are almost no more than a 40 S&W, maybe 1150, 1175 feet per second. Then you got some practice loads at 1,200, which frankly would be a lot of fun to shoot and easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got some full house loads where you're pushing a 180 grain bullet at close to 1,300, if not more. And you need to be able to sight your gun in for whatever load you're going to be using.
Exactly. Yeah. And because, I mean, I could foresee a lot of this. I think this gun's going to be very popular for guys who live in areas where there's a lot of wild hogs and stuff like that, just walking mm-hmm. around the property. You know, maybe they're small game hunting, but there's hogs available, and being able to dial this gun in with a good hunting load that you might particularly have to shoot it at 50 yards or so, that rear sight is really going to make it a lot easier. And the flat shootingness of the 10 millimeter cartridge itself, mm-hmm. you ought to be really able to dial this in and make this a really nice field pistol.
Hey, Jason, hold on a second. I'll take a quick break here. There's some other details about this that we need to tell people about, and also, of course, obviously, where they can get it, what's it going to cost. And, oh, yeah, did we mention that we've arranged that if you buy one of these, you can actually, we've got some 10-millimeter ammo available for you as well. Pretty cool stuff. Talking about the brand-new GT25 pistol. Check it out at guntalk.com/GT25 and also at duriesguns.com. We'll be right back.
Seventy-five years of innovation wasn't enough for Timney Triggers. Timney decided to go big and introduce a game-changing Alpha Competition Series trigger for handguns, a first for the company. Currently available for Glock Gen 3s, 4s, and 5s, these new triggers offer a 3-pound trigger weight and crisp trigger break designed to keep you on target. And like all Timney triggers, are easy to install and come with a lifetime warranty. Find out more at timneytriggers.com.
Founded with the singular purpose of building fine sporting firearms, Kimber creates a handgun for every person and a rifle for every adventure. While embracing modern manufacturing techniques, every Kimber depends on practiced hands for assembly, fit, and finish. There's no compromise in features, materials, or performance. Synonymous with quality, precision, and excellence, and made in America. Kimber is what all guns should be. Visit KimberAmerica.com. That's KimberAmerica.com.
Before computers, before engines and automobiles and roads, before all of this, there was the land. A great ocean of land with mountains black as night, standing guard over all that is and was and forever will be. This is the Black Hills of South Dakota, the place that made the people who make the best ammo on earth.
Visit black-hills.com for more information.
How can you bring out a brand new gun that's designed that's 115 years old? Well, because it was that good. JMB knew what he was doing. John Moses Browning, we're talking about. We're visiting with Jason Klausner from Lipsy. He's talking about the brand new Gun Talk gun, GT25. And Jason, we bring these out. We said we had a GT10 and then a GT20. And this one was the GT25 to celebrate 25 years on the air of Gun Talk Radio. But that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got thrown a little curveball there.
Yeah, this thing has been like 2 years in the works because we were ready to go last spring, man. We were rocking and rolling. This thing was going to go. I had my prototype GT25, and I've been carrying this gun for a year now. And then along about, I don't know, April, we started getting indications it could be an issue. And then by, you know, May, it's like, yeah, with COVID, we can't do this. And we had, you know, everybody in the world wanted to buy every gun that was possibly made. And so this thing has been on hold for close to, I'd say 14, 15 months now.
Yeah. Well, and too, you also, you know, since we had to source some aftermarket parts for this gun, and it wasn't just OEM stuff, they were also kind of hamstrung by some of that as well.
Good point, yeah, because we're getting like going off market and getting the best stuff we can get for this thing. We got extended magazine release on here, a forged slide stop, an integral plunger tube. We even have checkering or stippling on the recoil spring cap. There's just so many little details on this. Oh, it also has, it's a special serial number run. All the serial numbers start with GT for Gun Talk. And so it's marked that way on the slide. Got a GT of Gun Talk on one side, on the right side of the slide, and on the other side it says Ruger Custom Shop. You might talk about the packaging, because I just think they did a fabulous job with this.
Oh, they did. Each gun comes in a waterproof lockable case. They come with 3 8-round magazines, which is nice. A lot of people don't have 10mm 1911 mags. It comes with a challenge coin and some really nice a certificate in there and everything. Ruger really does a nice job with their packaging on the custom shop guns, and they did no exception on this gun too. Feature I really love is the serrations on the top of the slide. It's such a classy move on that gun. And Ruger did an angled cut on the slide in the front that they it's kind of a 45 degree cut that they've never done on a gun before. I've never seen one on a 1911 like that, and it really just looks good, and it looks racy, and but it looks still keeps the traditions of the 1911 alive. They really did a nice job on this gun.
It's kind of a common, and the grip panels, for those who haven't looked yet, they're kind of a bright blue, and we spec that out. So you've got an all-black gun, because I want it to be a serious gun. It's a gunfighting gun, but it's also kind of a combination of a working gun and a barbecue gun and a gorgeous gun. I mean, you could certainly shoot targets with it, but I've been carrying this for quite a while. This is my bear gun, my hog gun. It's like, whatever the predator is, two-legged or four-legged, I think I'm up to the challenge with this one.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're seeing that trend across the market anyways on guys going up to 10mm pistols for field guns over traditionally maybe, 44 Magnum revolvers and stuff like that. Because I think it's for a couple reasons. One, I think a lot of guys are just more comfortable with autos because that's what this latest generation, that's really all they've grown up and shot with. So I think there's a comfort level there with autos. But secondly, there's just been also a mindset that it's better to have, you know, 8 or 9, 10mm rounds that you can actually hit something with. And as long as the only way you're going to stop a bear or something like that anyways is with a central nervous system hit. So as long as that bullet can penetrate a skull, I'd rather have 9 10mm than 5 or 6 44 Magnums. And so these guns, I think, are just going to really resonate with those guys who are looking for something that they can go into backcountry with, but also carry it around town.
Yeah, I know people say, what's it going to cost? I keep forgetting to say that. $1,699 for this gun with 3 mags, the great-looking package, the case, the whole deal, which actually I think compares favorably with what, if you went to some of the high-end, well-known custom folks, this would be a $2,500 to $3,000 pistol.
Oh yeah, it's a great value. When you look at the parts and the fit and finish, they hand fitted the lugs and the barrel. You know, it's a match grade barrel with a fitted bushing and the target crown. I mean, no. We went from the end of the barrel to back to the back of the grip, and just went through every piece of it. And they made sure that everything that somebody would expect for a custom gun was done to it. So yeah, you can buy with confidence that this gun is built correctly, and the value that you're going to get. Plus, it's a unique configuration. There's really not a lot of 10 millimeter commanders out there. Just about all the stuff that I'm seeing is all 5-inch guns.
Yeah, exactly. And oh yeah, by the way, we have arranged a special run of ammo for Black Hills Ammo. Never made 10. We got some ammo in from them. Anybody who buys one of these is going to be eligible to buy 3 boxes of really nice ammo from Black Hills. We'll have that. And we'll have Jeff Hoffman on for Black Hills Ammo a little bit later talking about that. But I shot it. It's spectacularly accurate, and it's also using the really good Hornady XTP bullets in there. So it's good stuff. Jason,
yeah,
I just want to thank you for all your help in this thing, man. This
absolutely,
thank you,
Tom.
So much for this project. This is terrific.
It's been fun working on it with you. I mean, yeah, it's refreshing for somebody who wants to do a commemorative style gun, but do a gun that you're actually going to use and carry and have function, not just something to stick on the wall or in a presentation case. So this is my kind of project. Lipsy's was very happy to work with you guys. You guys have always been great, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's a beautiful gun. That's the first thing everybody says. They go, "Wow, that thing is gorgeous," and then they shoot it and go, "Wow, this thing shoots great." So it's just a terrific package. It really is.
Good deal. I'm glad I can show mine around now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We don't have to keep it a secret anymore because we've been holding on to this for a while.
Exactly.
Again, Jason, thanks to the whole crew there, and the folks at Lipsy's are always great.
You got it, Tom. Thank you, man.
All right. You take care. Yeah, if you take a look at it, you can go to guntalk.com/GT25. You can also see it over at Lipsy's, Dury's Guns, Dury'sGuns.com. Yeah, you can place an order for it there. It's available now, limited to no more than 500. Very cool. 866-TALK-GUN. What do you think? Want a new cool gun? Okay, I got to admit it. I'm pretty jazzed. I'm excited about today. I've been holding on to this information for a long, long time. We're talking about the GT25, actually the GT25 Plus 1, because 25 years of Gun Talk Radio was last year. We were trying to bring out this commemorative pistol last year. We couldn't do it because of COVID and the rush and everybody's buying guns. There wasn't enough manufacturing capacity out there, but now we've got it out of this incredible 10-millimeter 1911 Commander size pistol. Joining me to talk about it, because he's been out there shooting and he can give you his impressions on it, the president of Gun Talk Media and, of course, the host of Guns and Gear Television and everything else, Ryan Gresham, right now. Hey there, how you doing?
Doing great. Came inside, had my 8-year-old shooting a BB gun in the backyard. We're getting a little trigger time before the rain comes in.
Oh, that's good. Of course, you've been cleaning up because you had just a little bit of a weather thing came through here last week or two, right?
Yeah, it was a little windstorm called Hurricane Ida in South Louisiana.
Yeah, the office has been without power for, 2 weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks, and we still don't have internet there.
Jeez, it's really bad. But, you know, the interesting part is people have been pitching in and helping each other and just kind of coming out of the woodwork, haven't they?
Yes, everybody's helping each other. It also goes to, it's a reminder for everybody listening, and I think a lot of people listening are probably of that preparedness mindset of just being prepared with things. And yeah, we talk about guns on the show, but that means water and generators and gasoline and food and all those things that you have to be prepared for.
It's an interesting point. You say, okay, I look around your house and say, all right, the lights are going to be off, which may mean you're under a boil water advisory, so you don't have water. You're not going to be able to go to the store to buy anything. You're not going to be able to buy any gasoline for your car. Now, if you knew that was going to happen and you had 24 hours to prepare for it, what would you do? Well, maybe you ought to just go ahead and do that anyway.
Right. Some of those things that you can just keep around, and at the very least, if you have enough to get you through 5, 6, 7 days, You don't have to have an entire basement full of stuff, but it really could buy you some time. And you go, well, I'll just go to the grocery store. Well, maybe you will. Maybe there'll be 10 large oak trees across all of the roads to get to out of your neighborhood. Or also, maybe the grocery store is not open, or they're only taking cash, or there's a line for gas that's 3 hours long. All of those things happened last week.
I mean, and to your point of, you may not, literally may not be able to leave your neighborhood. I mean, that happened too, right?
Absolutely. You have to chainsaw your way out of the neighborhood. So there's no going to buy a chainsaw after the storm.
Good point. All right. So all that having been said, we've been working on the GT25 for more than a year, almost 2 years really in the works. And we thought we were going to get it out last year. Didn't happen, but it's out today. You got one, a couple of weeks, well, actually, I guess before Katrina, maybe.
Ida, yeah.
Ida, right, yeah.
Yeah, I got one a few weeks ago. Was just, first off, awesome-looking gun. And everyone I showed the gun to, they're going, man, that's really good-looking. I mean, it's this all-black 1911 with blue grips, but... I know it's in 10 millimeter, and I know it's a commander size, 1911s, meaning it's a little bit shorter, easier to carry. So I was eager to get to the range, but I was also thinking, boy, I hope that this is not a beast to shoot, because 10 millimeter, more power, in a smaller gun.
And?
So I loaded it up. I held on tight, preparing to ride the bull, and it was not a bull. I don't know what it is about this gun, because it's not overly heavy, although it's an all steel gun. Totally comfortable to shoot. I mean, I just loaded it up and shot, and I probably shot two or three boxes of 10 millimeter through it. And just kind of ran out of time at the range. I had to just run out there quickly. But it was great. I mean, I could shoot that gun all day long. It honestly didn't feel much different to me than shooting a 9mm.
That's interesting, because everybody I've had shoot mine said the same thing. It's kind of like they shoot it, they stop, they shoot three or four more rounds, they turn around and go, well, that didn't kick at all. You go, yeah, and,
right.
And it's a combination of little things, the beaver tail, the undercut under the trigger guard, the slim grips, the 25-line checkering on the front strap. It just, all of that combines to make it a very controllable pistol.
Very controllable. Obviously has a great trigger on it, so that just, as far as shootability and hitting your target, is helpful. But it's one of those like magic things that they've done with this gun. And how about the idea of having significantly more power, but not having that much more recoil? I mean, it's just, it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, to your point, the 10 millimeter, if you kind of look at average, because there are a lot of different loads available. You can go from light to heavy, super heavy. Same with 9 millimeter all over the place. But if you just went from average to average, the 10 millimeter is going to be delivering roughly 50% more power just across the board. That's a significant amount. And it's funny, we just had Jason on talking about it. And he said, you know, because I'm thinking up here in Idaho, I'm thinking bears. And he's thinking down there, he says, this is my hog gun, man. If you got to walk around out there where you might run into a hog, this would be a good pistol to be carrying.
Perfect for that. And that's the thing. It expands what you can use the pistol for. I mean, having a 9 on your hip for bears or hogs, I mean, I guess it's certainly better than not having it. But 10 millimeter, and especially with the right loads and right bullets, you can hunt with a 10. Now, this one is more of a carry 10, a little bit shorter, smaller. But, yeah, it's kind of your backup gun for hogs, or your backup gun for just out in the wilderness. It's easy to carry around, so you don't mind adding that to your kit.
Jason said he was ringing steel reliably at 50, and they went out to silhouette size targets at 100 with no holdover with this, holding right on at 100 yards and banging steel with this pistol.
That's a great point. I mean, you can, with a pistol, with the right pistol, if you're a good shooter, you can hit targets out to some distance. But it's pretty cool because you have that extra velocity that you're not even having to hold over the target at 100 yards. That's impressive.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, Ryan, hold on. Let me take a quick break here. We'll come back. We're talking with Ryan Gresham from Gun Talk. And, Ryan, you can bring us up to speed with some of the other things that you guys are doing because there's a lot going on right now. 866-TALK-GUN, what do you think about a 10-millimeter carry pistol?
Visit Brownells.com for the best parts, tools, and accessories to get your build on. Building an AR? Brownells has the best uppers, lowers, barrels, handguards, and parts. What about a custom pistol build? Brownells has both 80% and complete handgun frames, slides, and barrels to make your handgun what you want. Brownells also has articles and videos to help you build and customize your firearms. Go to Brownells.com and start your gun build today.
Visit GunTalk.com/win to enter GunTalk's September Silence Giveaway. One grand prize winner takes home the CVA Cascade bolt-action rifle in 7mm Aught-8, the Silencer Central Banish 30 suppressor, and $500 True Timber gift card. One first prize winner gets a $500 gift card to spend at TrueTimber.com. Enter now through September 30th at GunTalk.com/win.
Your gun rights are under attack as never before. Joe Biden's administration has promised to rip away your constitutional rights, making good on the promises they made to the gun ban lobby. It's time to get off the sidelines and get in the fight. The Second Amendment Foundation's actions in dozens of landmark lawsuits have pushed back these gun grabs, but we need your help. Join and support the Second Amendment Foundation. Go to saf.org. That's saf.org.
Ruger's 10/22 rifle line offers a variety of models and features for whatever you need your next 22 to do. From target, takedown, or tactical, to competition, carbine, or compact, the 10/22 action is a tried and true Ruger design, delivering consistent, reliable performance. With its classic styling and ease of use, the Ruger 10/22 is America's favorite rimfire rifle. Find the perfect 10/22 for you at Ruger.com.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christmas for us in September because we're bringing up a Gun Talk pistol. And we've done this, well, actually, we've done it twice before. We did one with Kimber many years ago, and then we did one with Sig about 5 years ago. And both of those were 10-millimeter. Back when we started, and we're talking with Ryan Gresham right now. Ryan, back when we started doing this, the 10-millimeter was almost like a cult caliber. And, you know, there are a few people who were trying to keep it alive. But now it's come back strong, and it's really mainstream.
The cult keeps growing.
I like that. I mean, the growing cult, and we're happy to be part of it.
It's a really funny thing. As I was telling someone the other day, there's been a lot of new gun introductions over the last month and a half or so. And mm-hmm. Some of these, what's fun to watch is when a company teases a new gun launch, and they tease it. And what happens is on social media or YouTube or whatever, people will comment, and they'll comment on what they either guess it is or what they hope it is. And what was amazing to me on a lot of new gun launches, how many people were saying, man, I hope it's a 10 millimeter in this particular model of gun they make. Or there were just so many 10 millimeter comments of people saying, I hope that it's in 10. And I'm going, I really thought that it was sort of this little specialized niche thing, and I'm starting to feel like there are, you know, like I said, the cult's growing. This is some good flavored Kool-Aid.
Yeah, people have figured out what we could do with this thing. And, of course, it all goes back all the way back to Jeff Cooper of Gunsight fame, was largely credited with being the father of the 10. Actually, somebody else, I think, probably did most of the work on it, but Jeff promoted it very well. It's simply more powerful than a 45 or a 9, and yet you could say it's probably the most power you can carry easily and shoot comfortably. And particularly in this pistol, this brand new pistol we're bringing out. If you just caught up, we're announcing a new pistol today. It's going to be a limited run of only 500 of them. It's available over at Dury's Guns, durysguns.com. You can see all the pictures. We also have a landing page for it, Ryan.
Yep. Guntalk.com/GT25. So you can find out specs on it. You can see all the photographs and more information there.
Yeah. When they shoot it, they keep saying, you know, it feels so comfortable. And I think part of that is I insisted on having these very slim grip panels on it, and you wouldn't think it'd make much difference, but you can really feel the difference.
Well, it helps you hold on to the gun because if the grips are too big, then, you know, you're gonna be having a hard time using all the strength of your hands. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, these are G10 grips that have some good texture to them, so you're able to hold on that way. The 10, if you're not familiar with it, if you know the 40 Smith & Wesson, the 40 Smith & Wesson is actually the little brother of the 10. So mm-hmm. the 10 is a little bit longer. So depending on the gun, sometimes it ends up necessitating a little bit longer front-to-back grip, but you don't really have that going on here. And, yeah, it is kind of the most power you'd have in most semi-auto guns. I know there are some special cases out there that would be more, but as far as a standard, something that you're actually going to carry and shoot and all that stuff, the 10 is kind of a sweet spot. And it doesn't beat you up, not in this configuration.
One of the reasons I think it doesn't, you know, there are a lot of things going into the fact that it doesn't kick a lot. And one of them that people are not going to pay attention to, and may even look at the looks and go, wow, I don't really like the looks of that, if they don't know about it, what it does for them, is that flat front, that flat faced trigger. And because you can put your finger at any point along that trigger, top, middle, or bottom, and because it doesn't pivot, you're not worried about leverage like you would be on a striker fired gun where it's pivoting at the top or somewhere. If you put your finger at the bottom, you have more leverage on it because for people who don't know, a 1911 trigger just moves straight backwards. So you can accommodate your hand and your grip by putting your finger on that trigger anywhere that's comfortable, top, bottom, wherever. And that, I think, aids in controlling recoil.
Yeah, it's the same trigger press every single time, no matter where you have it on the trigger. And it's a solid trigger. It's a flat face trigger, but it's a solid trigger. So if you think of a trigger, kind of a traditional trigger is this little lever that's coming out. But this mm-hmm. one is solid, so now it's you have that straight front to back, but also it's possible on some triggers to have a little bit left to right wobble.
Yep. Yep.
There's none of that here. So that also, it just adds to consistency. And I think also it adds to the durability of it.
Well, and for people who want to see what we're talking about, just go to guntalk.com/GT25. You can see the pictures of that. Ryan, I just want to thank you for all your help in putting this thing together. It's like 2 years in the works, and we thought we were going to have it out last year, and then COVID delayed us. So it's a pretty cool deal.
It is. It's a great gun. It's a unique gun. Only 500 are being made, so what's that, 10 per state. So it's mm-hmm. kind of special. It's got some special markings on it with the GT and Gun Talk on the side. So it's definitely something that if someone is thinking about getting something maybe a little different or adding to their 10-millimeter collection, this is certainly unique.
There you go. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, man. All righty. What do you think? I mean, is this something that you'd be interested in? I mean, have you ever shot a 10? You like 1911s? We'll open it up for you. 866-TALK-GUN. I'm pretty jazzed about it. Take a look at it. Let me know what you think. Go take a look online right now. Guntalk.com/GT25. All right, back with the 866-TALK-GUN. Jared's called in from Michigan, I believe that is. Hey, Jared, what's going on?
Yeah, that's Michigan Tom. I'm doing
good
pretty
deal.
Good. So I wanted to call in and give a shout-out to the Gallery of Gun folks.
Right.
About a year or so ago, I had bought a Glock 19X from a dealer that had an American flag Cerakoted on it.
Okay.
Well, after about a year or so of carrying it, I started to notice some of the Cerakote wearing off, and I'm like, you know, that just shouldn't be. You know, I had a Glock 23 that I carried for probably about 10 years or so. I didn't really have any finish issues with it, so I called them up and asked them about it, and they said, well, it's kind of normal wear and tear on the Cerakote. And I told them, I said, I'll be honest with you. If that's the case, and I'm going to ever buy another firearm with Cerakote on it. But however, what they ended up doing is taking back the one with the flag on it and sending me a brand new, at no charge, Glock 19X to replace the one that had the coating damage.
Wow. Did that surprise you?
It did. I mean, that was amazing customer service. Like I said, I had had it for not quite a year yet, and I'm like, there's no way. You know, I just thought that it was going to be something I'd have to oil up a lot and keep an eye on, you know, so that it didn't rust, being my primary carry gun and all. But, yeah, I was amazed with that they just sent me the a brand new one with a regular Glock finish on it. Really no questions asked.
It's true. Yeah, the gallery guns, folks, are wonderful. Actually, you know, pretty much everybody in our industry, in this business, is really good about customer service and taking care of people. And it's like every week I hear somebody say, you know, you don't believe these guys, they took care of me. They replaced the part, no charge. They sent me a new gun, no charge, whatever. I mean, they just take care of stuff. So it's one of the things we like. Generally, we don't need repairs on guns. They just work. But when we do need them, it's good to know that these companies do stand behind it. Jared, thank you so much for that. It's good to get a positive shout out. A lot of times people will be quick to complain, but won't take the time to say thanks and shout out to people and give them those attaboys. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Our number again, 866-TALK-GUN, if you want to weigh in on, well, actually, almost anything. We have the David Chipman nomination went bye-bye. The White House finally figured out that we, the people, do not want their gun control schemes, even though they keep talking themselves into thinking we do, but they keep getting voted down and pushed down. Will they ever figure it out? No, of course not. Because for them, it's really not about guns. It's about control and demanding your compliance in everything. When you think about it, interesting stuff. If you don't know much about the 10 millimeter cartridge in our latest Gun Talk gun is in 10 millimeter as well. It comes in a lot of different power factors, if you will, or power levels. And we arrange with Black Hills Ammo to make us a special run. 180 grain Hornady XTP bullet at 1290 feet per second. It's awesome and spectacularly accurate. I was shooting it yesterday. I had a good time at the range yesterday. We were out shooting that and some other guns. And just fun gun. Everybody wanted to shoot it again. It's fun because we had nines, a lot of nines. Everybody wanted to shoot the 10. And they all said, well, this thing just doesn't kick. And I go, yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. So anyway, if you want to see more about it, and we're going to be talking about this. And what I would love is if you go check it out online, take a look at it, and then call us and let me know what you think. Do you like the looks? What do you think? Man, I'm like a proud papa. I'm really excited about this. If you go to duriesguns.com, you could order it there, or you could just go look at it at guntalk.com/GT25. Yeah, it's the 25 plus one. The 25 years of Gun Talk was last year. Oh, well, there you go. 866-TALK-GUN. I'll be right back with more Gun Talk. I'm Tom Gresham.